With your connection to local agriculture, I'm Joanna Guza. I connected with two employees at North Central Technical College located in Wausau, Wisconsin, and we talked about future careers in agriculture. Our guests today are Jenna Breitenfeld. She is the Ag Outreach and Assistant Farm Manager at North Central Technical College, and also Alex Crockford. He's the agronomy instructor there. Well, Alex, can you start the conversation? How are we preparing students for future careers in agriculture?
We've kind of done a revamp of our crop science program. It's now called Agronomy Associate Degree, and we've added a lot of precision agriculture courses to the program. And so we have precision applications, which works with the students to learn the up-to-date planting technology that's available out there. We have a precision planting row units on our corn planter, and a retrofit that's very common today is to have planters retrofitted with higher technology. We have a drone class that's coming up, so drone applications, and it teaches the students how to fly a drone, and then it'll set them up so that they can get certified to be a drone operator. We don't cover that in the class, but we prepare them for the class, and we expose them to the drone that will do seeding and fungicide applications. And then we have a new class that's coming up that's called Commercial Vegetable Applications, because we have a lot of commercial vegetable in central Wisconsin. And so that's a class that we've added this year to stay relevant and prepare students for the workforce.
And just for my curiosity, what's the interest been in all of those classes you just mentioned? Are students very interested in taking those?
Well, they're just brand new, so they just were approved, and so they're part of the upcoming school year. Yeah, time will tell.
And then, Jenna, from your perspective, what are some of those classes that you're seeing?
So we're actually working with some of the IT department at the main campus, and they're helping us go through the data. So the Lely robot collects a lot of different data points for us, and so it's just kind of how you can read those and analyze those. So that'll be an upcoming class that'll be very useful for the producer to kind of be able to go through that information that we have.
So I feel like in the past there's always been a lot of collaboration between, like, tech ed and agriculture. Are you seeing even more collaboration amongst, like, other departments when it comes to the ag sector?
Yeah, I would. They are very interested on main campus because we're a very data-rich program as far as agriculture, and so there's a lot of interest in getting the data from us and starting to use it on campus, but to give growers better insights into production.
Do you guys work with any farms that students get that hands-on experience? Can you share some examples of the farms that they work on and what they're doing?
We partner with Miltrum Farms out of Athens, and they help us with our reproduction class. So the students are able to go to that farm and actually get that hands-on experience, you know, finding the cervix and pretending to practice artificially inseminating a cow. So they're a great partnership. We also work with JTP Dairy, Jake Pizik. He's always very welcoming and lets us come and tour his farm. He has De La Valle robots, so just so that we can kind of get that different perspective.
Is there any farms that you work with on the agronomy side?
Well, we have a part of our Garden and Market program. We have many advisory committee members that are market farmers in the community. We take students to them, and they show hands-on, you know, what more, like what a production farm is doing as far as the market growing. But we also always take students on relevant crop-related classes. Last fall, we went to Bauman Ginseng, which is probably the leader in ginseng in the state, and we had a great tour there with the students. A very eye-opening experience for them to see that world of precision agronomy that's sort of on the forefront of the technology.
More people are being further removed from the family farm. Are you seeing that at the tech school, and could you maybe share an example of how you're seeing that?
I would say over half of our students no longer come directly from a dairy. You know, they might have an uncle or a cousin who has a dairy, but it's definitely a big shift where it used to be mostly all farm kids were coming to the dairy science program. And now over half of them don't have any experience, but they're just interested and want to learn, and so we're able to provide that for them.
Definitely, I see that in the tractor safety course that we teach at the farm. Many of the students, more than half, as many as 75% of the students have never driven, you know, a 100 horse plus tractor, a bigger tractor. And so we go from, you know, we take baby steps, and by the end of the semester, they're driving the largest tractor that we have on the farm.
Can you tell me about your tractor safety driving course and who's invited to participate? All ages, or does it have to be someone that's in high school and older?
So we have a specific course on campus that the ag business, dairy science, crop science, and garden to market students take. It's a prerequisite because we want them to be able to experience the other equipment that we have on the farm, and so that's like one of the first classes they take. But NTC does offer tractor safety to the community through a community ed course. So it's offered on Saturdays and spring and consecutive Saturdays, and you know, the public, and it's encouraged that, you know, the 12-year-olds that are in the community, if they want to drive on public roads, they have to get certified. Yeah,
I was certified when I grew up. Yeah, it was very important. Actually, my mom being a nurse, she was like, yep, all five of us took tractor safety, so I highly recommend checking it out. When we think about the future of agriculture, what are some challenges do you see, and do you feel that the tech schools and the universities are meeting those challenges?
There are a lot of challenges because of the technology. You know, if you buy a new tractor nowadays, it's equipped with a monitor, and there's all sorts of things that you need to know in order to get to, you know, there's not gauges like you used to. Yeah, there's a panel and error codes and things like that. You need to know how to navigate a lot of that new technology. Also, there's a lot of jobs out there for students that are looking to get right into a career. Most of the crop science students that graduated last spring, they already had jobs that they were working part-time, and they stepped into them full-time when they graduated. So it's in a very exciting opportunity for students because, you know, in 1 or 2 years, they can enter the workforce and be paid decent money and doing really cool things.
From your perspective, Jenna?
I'd say one of the biggest challenges is the fact that people are so far removed. I mean, we're talking about 2, 3, 4 generations of people who have never been on a farm, never even had family members who were on a farm. So just kind of building that relationship with the consumer, kind of breaking down those agriculture misconceptions, and just having that really good relationship, and obviously educating people about agriculture, and that, you know, we're trying to do the best we can. We're trying to farm sustainably. We're treating our animals with the best care possible. So that's just one of the big challenges I see.
And I think when I always try to find a ways that I can be encouraging young people that might be listening to the Farm Report. Like, you don't have to grow up on a farm. And if you think you want to get into agriculture, it doesn't mean you're going to be milking a cow. Can you share maybe some different career paths that you've maybe seen some of your students take that they maybe didn't grow up on a farm, but they're coding, they're, you know, working in the field. So they get that office experience, but then that hands on experience. Just like someone that didn't grow up on a farm, there's so many opportunities, and you're not going to be milking a cow.
So a lot of the crop science students, they've gone to work for machinery dealers in their service department or in their precision ag department. We've had students go on from the crop science program, and they've joined as an operator of equipment for a larger farm. You know, they're operating like Fendt tractors, cruising across the landscape, doing all kinds of, you know, precision applications. And then we've had students that have gone on and worked for like research stations as equipment operators or managers, and doing ag research, or work for private companies that do research. And so, yeah, there's a lot of students graduate and go right into the workforce.
There's a ton of technology in agriculture nowadays. So, I mean, the milking robots, the automated feeding system, the automated calf feeding system. So even though you'll be around a cow, maybe, you definitely don't have to work with the cow. You'll be working with that technology. So, yeah, if you're interested in video games, there's tons of technology, and it's only going to increase in the years to come.
That was the voice of Jenna Breitenfeld. She is an ag outreach and assistant farm manager at North Central Technical College. And also we heard from Alex Crockford. He's an agronomy instructor with North Central Technical College based in Wausau. If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, please subscribe and rate Wisco Ag News. And that's your connection to agriculture. Thanks for listening. I'm Joanna Guza.